ABC Radio Australia.
There's more pressure on the plane manufacturer Boeing today, with the US President Donald Trump announcing that all Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes will be grounded in the United States effective immediately. His order comes as the Indonesian carrier Lion Air has confirmed that it's putting a hold on deliveries of several new 737 MAX 8 planes in the wake of Sunday's deadly crash in Ethiopia. The Samoan government too has confirmed they're postponing the delivery of a Boeing plane that its national airline Samoa Airways was due to receive within just weeks. That aircraft is a slightly different version of the MAX 8 plane that was the aircraft in both this week's deadly Ethiopian Airlines flight, but also last year's Lion Air crash that saw that plane nosedive into the Java Sea, killing 189 people on board. Samoa's Minister of Public Enterprises, Latafi Salafi Purcell, says they don't want to take any chances. I spoke with him a short time ago.
We were going to get just one, MAX 9, but I can confirm that we are deferring that decision until we get more information, just like the rest of the world, that's taking all precautions. Although it's a MAX 9 we're getting, we are still not going to take the risk until the authorities, the safety authorities, the FAA and so forth, have confirmed that in future, whenever that may be, that the planes are safe to fly again.
As you say, they are different aircraft. So what is your concern? You believe that there are equipment similarities, particularly with the anti-stalling equipment that perhaps many people are questioning whether might be responsible for the reasons why these two MAX 8 planes have gone down. Is that what you believe? Is that the advice you've received?
Nobody knows exactly what the problems were. There are theories about the stalling aspects of the system that could have been at fault, and we feel that MAX 9 is too close to MAX 8 to be any much different.
Is that the official advice you've received as well from engineers and experts and Boeing itself?
Well, we haven't received official. We've got our engineers in Boeing at the moment going through our plane, the one that we were going to get in April. And they are working with Boeing. I believe the FAA have issued directives on things that they need to improve now on all MAX 9 aircraft. So unless that has been done, so obviously there's a concern by FAA that the equipment that's on MAX 8 is also on MAX 9, and I believe also on the other MAX, the MAX fleet. So we are taking all precautions, and we won't be commissioning this plane until we have got clearance that all these systems have been improved to FAA's satisfaction, and that we can get an assurance that the plane will be getting it as safe as they can make it.
And if it comes to the fact that there are concerns, do you expect that you could break the lease that you had planned to lease this particular aircraft? And what are the implications in terms of the financing of that and breaking a lease? Will there be costs involved?
Yeah, we will take that cross that bridge when we get to it. Our main concern right now is to make sure if we get the plane, that it's the safe plane that we are going to get. Our concern right now is with the safety of the plane and the safety of people that are going to be flying on this plane. And if the worst comes to worst and we cannot be convinced that the plane is safe, then we are going to look elsewhere. And we'll worry about the finance of all the leases and all those documents that may have been signed. We'll worry about that later.